welcome to yet another episode of the First Excellence Podcast. My name is Rotimi Dramola. You find me on Twitter at PAPI underscore the great. That's at Papi underscore the great. Of course, I'm always hoping to talking about all things football. And sometimes I like to talk about politics, but mostly football. Sometimes tech and sometimes psychology, marketing, copywriting, and a bit of everything generally though. Thank you for always listening to this podcast. Today, just want to touch on the top four or top six or top seven drama in the Premier League. Last night, Chelsea failed to defeat West Ham in the not-so-popular London Derby. And, there's been a whole lot of talk about which team will finish in the top four. Leicester also dropping points, remember, against Everton. As it stands, the gap is not that wide when you the gap is not that large when you consider all the teams involved in the race for the top four: Leicester, Chelsea, Manchester United. There's a bit of other teams behind also when it comes to who will qualify for the top four in the Premier League this season. Also, there's also talk about Wolves, Arsenal, Spurs. Arsenal maybe not too so, considering the fact that they're 6 points off away from Wolves and Manchester United, which both have 52 points. So it's a bit tricky for both sides, and considering the fact that they've not been doing well. Yeah, Arsenal 4-0 win over Norwich pushed them up to 6th in the table, but then again, there's still plenty to play for. Considering the fact that there are still 6 games left to be played, or 6 rounds of games left to be played in the Premier League this season. I hate to make predictions basically about stuff like this. Leicester City haven't really gotten themselves since the return of the season of the Premier League. I think they've not even won any games since they returned. They drew to Watford, drew to Brighton, lost to Chelsea in the FA Cup, lost to Everton. It's sad to see, considering the fact that they, you look at that record again, and just 2 wins in the last 10 games. Just 2 wins in the last 10 games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 2 wins in the last 11 games. You get the feeling that it's a hard prediction, but you get the feeling that Leicester City might drop out of the running for a Champions League place. As sweet as that third spot is, they seem to not have what it takes to go the distance. Considering their run of form lately, and considering the teams that they will be taking on in the next 6 games. Imagine they have to take on Arsenal, they have to take on Crystal Palace, they have to take on Sheffield United, Spurs, and their final game, which might decide how things will stand on the overall, will be a home game against Manchester United. I think Brendan Rodgers' side, huge call, will drop out of the race for the top four. It's too difficult to call, but 2 wins in 11 games for a side that wants to finish in European sports, I don't think that's good enough. For Chelsea, they've been here, there, and everywhere. News of signing, they've been more active in the transfer window than they have been in on the pitch. Well, 3 wins out of 4 since they resumed. Well, if you add their win over Reading in the club friendly, then that makes it 4 wins out of 5. Their loss against West Ham might come as a huge blow, considering the fact that they've been winning a lot, and then losing that way, it's not as exceptionally good for them. They have easy games against Watford and Norwich in their remaining 6 games. of the season. But check this out, they have to play, they have to travel to Anfield, they have to travel to Sheffield, and they also have to take on Wolves in the three other games, in the second half of their remaining fixtures for the season. I don't know, it's tight, considering that they have to travel to Anfield, a place that Liverpool have not lost at this season. They have to directly contend with Wolves in their last game of the season, a side that is also contending for a Champions League spot. And they also have to play against Sheffield United. Maybe Chris Wilder's men not necessarily in with a shout for a Champions League football, but then again, they might be trying to push their luck for an Europa League spot. That's it for Chelsea. It's tough. Those last two games against Wolves and against Liverpool, they have to wrap up the point as quickly as possible, because it will be dramatic if they haven't done so by then. Looking at Manchester United, they're in fifth currently as we speak. Amazing is just they're undefeated. The last time Manchester United lost a game was against Burnley in January. That was the 22nd of January, and they lost that game at home. Back-to-back losses. First it was a loss to Liverpool, then a loss to Manchester and to Burnley, both in the Premier League. So since then, wins over Tranmere, wins over City, wins over Chelsea, Watford, Club Brugge, Derby County, LASK, the Austrian side, Sheffield, wins over Norwich, were needed extra time, but still a win because it pushed them to the semi-final of the FA Cup, where they will be facing Chelsea again. And of course, that blistering, fantastic win over Brighton. They're on an amazing run of form, and it is very super super hard to bet against Manchester United not finishing in a Champions League spot this season. I think that Leicester out, Manchester United in. I think that's the only prediction that looks straightforward when it comes to the race for the top four this season. You look at Leicester, 55 points, Manchester United, 52 points. You look at their run of forms, they've won. I think the only time looking back, they've only lost once. They've only lost they've only lost three times this year. Yeah, they've only lost three times this year. To City in the EFL Cup, to Liverpool in the Premier League, and to Burnley in the Premier League. I think if you've only lost three times in 20 games, that says a lot about your mentality. That says a lot about how well you've come. That says a lot about the team, and that says a lot about their chances of also finishing, like I mentioned earlier, in the Champions League spot. Look at the number of games they have to play before the season runs out. Well, it's funny how all the teams involved in the race for the top four have to play some crazy might be a decider game when it comes to their last game of the season. For Manchester United, it's Leicester. For Leicester, it's against Manchester United. Before then, Manchester United have to take on Bournemouth, relegation threatened Aston Villa, Southampton, Crystal Palace, West Ham. So you look at that run of form and you say to yourself, there's no way Manchester United is not taking at least 12 points, if not more, from this run of games. Their FA Cup clash against Chelsea is sandwiched in between their Premier League meeting with West Ham at home and their trip to King Power Stadium to take on Leicester City. Then they will have some few days rest before they continue their quest of winning the Europa League. So it's hard for me. My prediction, I'd really make predictions, but Leicester out. Leicester is looking out of the top four race. Manchester United in with a shout, considering their run of form and considering the fact that they will they have such games against, I don't call that, there's no easy game, there are no easy games, but when you consider games against Bournemouth, Aston Villa, I think it's hard to, really hard to bet against Manchester United. You look further down the table in sixth, Wolves in sixth. Three wins out of three since they resumed clean sheet. They've kept a clean sheet in all three games. Yeah, you could say well, games against Aston Villa, Bournemouth, and West Ham. But, well, West Ham just defeated Chelsea. I think that's a testament to prove that nothing comes easy in football. And considering their run of form, they've done well. Considering the games that remaining for them in the Premier League, they have six. They host Arsenal, travel to Sheffield, host Everton, travel to Burnley, tricky. They host Crystal Palace, and they travel to Stamford Bridge to take on the Blues. That's Frank Lampard's Blues. Prediction for Wolves. I think they will finish in an Europa League spot. For Leicester City, they will fall so further out of the region that they might not even qualify for Europe, whether it's the Champions League or the Europa League. So that's my analysis of the top four, the race for the top four and the Premier League, while also touching on a bit of the drama when it comes to qualification for the Europa League spot. So I think Leicester City will drop out to make space for Chelsea and Leicester City to drop out and make space mainly for Manchester United. Chelsea and Wolves will have to slug it out for that final fourth spot. Of course, they also have bragging rights over that fifth spot, that automatic qualification for Europa League in the Premier and in the Premier League season. Liverpool already champions. Manchester City will definitely finish in second. It's now up for grabs: the third, the fourth, and fifth places, respectively. Which of these teams do you think will finish higher than the other? How do you think the teams will place after match day 38 in 2019-2020 Premier League season? You can hit me up on Twitter at papi_thegreat. That's at papi_thegreat. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, wherever you're listening to this podcast, please endeavor to leave a rating, leave a 2, 3, 4, 5 star review depending on your experience while listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next episode of the podcast. Peace. Bye for now.